EPA's new proposed Waters of the U.S. rule has caused quite a stir in the ag sector, with many questioning the need to regulate a regulation. But according to EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy,
this proposed rule does not expand the scope of the waters we've historically protected under the Clean Water Act. It doesn't regulate groundwater. It doesn't regulate tile drainage systems. It won't increase regulation over ditches. All of those things are, I think and hope, are clear as people read this.
In fact, McCarthy adds,
we're doing this not to take away exemptions, but to expand clarity for farmers and for ranchers so they can do their farming and ranching in a way that continues to allow them the certainty they need to do it in the way they need to.
McCarthy notes that they are working hard to ensure that several issues that have been raised during this comment period will be clear once finalized.
If you weren't required to have a permit before this rule, you will not be required to have a permit after. This is a rule that tries to make clear, based on science, what waters are important to protect to ensure the integrity of our navigable waters that are so important.
In the end, McCarthy says they recognize the conservation efforts that farmers are already doing.
And we specifically came up with a list of those in a separate rulemaking that we could continue to add to, that people would not even have to blink to know that if you're doing this, there is no way you need to talk to us at EPA, although I'm hoping people like it at some time. But there's clear certainty that those conservation practices are being rewarded, and they do not fall within the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act.
The comment period for the Waters of the U.S. rule closes on Monday, July 21st. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.